أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that just as He has gathered us here today on this day of Jumu'ah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us along with our families in gentle firdaus al-a'la in the companionship of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his sahaba. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Brothers and sisters, today what I'm about to address in my khutbah is a topic that has been discussed at length. It has been discussed many times. But nonetheless, we are living in very difficult and very troubling times. It is almost one year since the onslaught against our brothers and sisters in Gaza has been taking place. Almost one entire year. Not only that, but we see and we hear the news taking place from other places around the world. We see the corruption. We see the hatred against our brothers and sisters happening in India. We see what's happening in places like France. We see what's happening in various parts around the world. And we ask ourselves that when is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala going to come? And as if that was not enough, we see injustice just spreading over and over again. We see what's happening now in Lebanon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our brothers and sisters in Lebanon also. I mean, this apartheid regime, may Allah wallahi destroy them. May Allah teach them a lesson that no one has ever seen before. May Allah make an example out of them. As if it was not enough to go out after our brothers and sisters in Gaza. Now they're dropping bombs in places like Lebanon. 300 people, 400 people have passed away. And the question that many of us, you and I, are asking, that when is the Ummah going to wake up? Like, how many people have to die before the Ummah wakes up? Before these corrupt Muslim leaders, they wake up and there's any kind of shred of rahmah and mercy in their hearts. Brothers and sisters, as if that was not enough, and we all heard the news this week that a dear brother of ours, he's a member of all of us because we are one ummah, our dear brother Marcellus Williams, how he was executed on false charges. And not only that, but when there were pleas that were made to the government, to the state of Missouri, those bids were turned down. Those referrals were turned down. Those requests were turned down. So you see all this that is happening. And once again, we ask ourselves this one question. Mata Nasrullah? Where is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So keeping this in mind, today in this brief khutbah, I want to share with you five important points. Three of them are spiritually related. And the last two, are things that you and I, we can do living in a corrupt world that we are living in today. The very first thing that we need to understand, brothers and sisters, that many of us, we are talking about, we are, you know, discussing about a perfect society. Let me be the very first one to tell you that in the history of mankind, there is no perfect society. Unfortunately, in every single era, in every single time, in every single civilization that has ever taken place, that has ever existed from the time of Adam alayhi salam all the way till today, there will be corruption. There has been corruption. There has been injustices against mankind. Mankind towards mankind. And this is something that even existed in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Does any of us actually really believe that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he was sent as a prophet, that there was no corruption? There were no crimes taking place in Mecca? Even after Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated to Medina, is any one of us under this assumption that there were no crimes taking place? There were crimes that were taking place. In Mecca, there was injustices that were taking place. There was tribalism that was taking place. And due to tribalism, there were injustices against each other. Just like today within the Hindu religion, there is something called a caste system. There was a caste system that existed in Mecca. And one of the beauties about our deen is that it does not matter who you are and where you come from. In our deen, in our Islam, there is no such thing called a caste system. Everyone is equal in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the one who is the most honorable in the eyes of Allah is Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Our honor and dignity in the eyes of Allah is completely based on our taqwa towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the point is that there were crimes taking place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the society of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Mecca, you would have, you know, places where haram was taking place, where drinking was taking place, where you had places where, like, you know, there were red light districts that were existing in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Corruption against each other. Even after the Prophet alayhi wa sallam migrated to Medina, there were people who were committing injustices towards each other. Yes, the Muslims were at a more powerful position than they were in Mecca. They had a more authoritative position, but does that mean that there were no sins? It was a picture-perfect society. There is no such thing called a picture-perfect society. Because if there was a picture-perfect society, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's society was a picture-perfect society, then you and I, we will not be able to relate to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Because we would say that his society was a perfect society, we're living in a corrupt society, there's no way we can follow the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is why it is extremely important to understand that when you don't have a perfect society, this is where the test comes into the picture. You and I are living in this dunya. This is a test, brothers and sisters. Where you have haq, you have batil. Where you have iman, you have kufr. Where you have adl, you have injustice. You have the opposite of every single thing. And you and I are in the middle. We are in the thick and thin of every single thing. Between the two polar opposites, the two spectrums, we are between them. And this is where the test comes into the picture. Either we can earn our money the halal way, and the haram opportunities are available, and we stay away from that is our test. So brothers and sisters, the very first thing that we need to understand is there is no such thing called a picture perfect world. There are going to be crimes. There's going to be things that are going to take our kids away. But that is where the test is. If a person can live in these kind of times and protect their iman and protect their faith, then this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give that person Jannah. There has to be a great reward for living in times like these and still maintaining your faith. And that is why these people will be given, inshallah, Jannah by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two. These kind of times creates a lot of hopelessness within the minds of many Muslims, within the hearts of many Muslims. And brothers and sisters, we need to understand one simple thing. If there is anyone who has been through difficulty, yes, you and I are going through some difficulty. Are we going through difficulties as much as our brothers and sisters in Gaza? Absolutely not. We do not even come remotely even close to the challenges that they are going through. What's going on in India? Masajid are being leveled to the ground. What we see happening in France, what we see happening in many different countries, what they are going through, we are not going through in that same capacity. But brothers and sisters, we understand that even Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also went through difficulties too. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us, he gives us these glad tidings. He gives us a perspective about every single thing. Today when we talk about our situation, we say that if there are good times, they're from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there are bad times, these are punishments from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But my Prophet and your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says in a hadith that no matter if there are good times or bad times too, they are always good for the believer. عَجَبًا لِأَمْرِ الْمُؤْمِنِ إِنَّ أَمْرَهُ كُلَّهُ لَهُ خَيْرٍ. Every single situation is good for a believer. In أَصَابَتْهُ سَرَّى. If there are good times, شَكَرَ فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And he is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is good for him. And if there are difficult times, you and I, psychologically, we are going through difficult times. To open up social media and to see people's houses being leveled, people, children, taking their mothers to the graveyards and coming back home without their mothers, without their fathers, crying and telling their own mothers, please wake up. Telling their fathers, please wake up. Wallahi, if our hearts do not bleed, if our hearts do not cry, then wallahi, we have hard hearts. When we look at these kind of situations, brothers and sisters, we remind ourselves, even this, there must be some khair in it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
I don't know, but I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why, spiritually also speaking, this is where we need to put our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that what is tawakkul? Tawakkul is to have that firm belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that whatever Allah has destined, it is good for us, and whatever will come towards us, there is no one who can stop it. And if Allah has destined that something will not come to us, then the entire world will get together and they will try to benefit us, but they cannot benefit us. This is where we need to put our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, I don't understand your system. Ya Allah, I don't understand all the chaos that is happening. Ya Allah, I don't know why this is happening against my Muslim brothers and sisters, but Ya Allah, you are the best disposer of all my affairs. Ya Allah, I put ufawwidu amri ila Allah. I put my matter in the hands of Allah, and I put my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once again, brothers and sisters, you and I, when we look at a picture, we are looking at it in a microscopic way. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala paints a picture, when He is the ultimate planner, He looks at everything from a bird's eye view. You and I, we have a very limited sight on what is going on. Ultimately, there is a plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we gotta put our trust in Allah. And we have, in these kind of times, we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we ask Him for His guidance. Even in these kind of times, brothers and sisters, we ask ourselves, when the onslaught started taking place against our brothers and sisters in Gaza, what were the steps we were taking? We were taking certain steps in our life. We had come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were certain things that we were boycotting in our life. Financially also, we were not giving certain people, certain corporations, our money and so forth. But what has happened to all that? What has happened to all that? There's a lot of emotion, but are we doing what we need to do on our end? No, we're not anymore. We were doing in a certain capacity, but are we doing them anymore right now? We're not. So this is why, brothers and sisters, when it comes to all these matters that are taking place, do not ever lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, our dear brother Marcellus Williams, if you look at his interview, what did he say? He says, I am completely pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? Put one of ourselves in his shoes. We're about to die. We're about to be put on death row. And he's sitting over there and saying that my Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he would make a dua that whenever life is good, Allahumma ahyini ma kanat al-hayatu khayran li wa tawaffani idha kanat al-wafatu khayran li. He is saying this, that my Prophet says that Ya Allah, keep me alive as long as life is good for me, and Ya Allah, bring my life to an end when death is good for me. And he is saying this, and not only that, but he mentions that all the praises is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he puts all his affairs in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, these are the kind of people we need to look at them. And we need to be influenced by them. Their iman, their strength, their courage. When you look at the kids in Palestine, subhanAllah, no matter what is happening right now there, you see that they always turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here you and I, we're not even going through an ounce of challenges what they're going through, and yet here we're losing our faith. Brothers and sisters, let's look at them and let's maintain our faith. Number three, when it comes to oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This dunya is a delusion. It's an illusion. It makes you seem that you have something. We have something. But in reality, we don't have anything. Everything is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single corrupt leader thinks that I can do whatever I want to do, and I will get away with it. And this is the spiritual point here that we need to take as Muslims. That no matter what's going on, we remind ourselves every single raka'ah, what do we recite? Maliki yawmiddin. At the end of the day, every single person will be brought to life, and they will be brought before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I'm just picturing that what will be the situation on the day of judgment, where you have every single supporter of this genocide on one side, and on the other side you have the entire public of Gaza standing over there. and is just a scene that I personally cannot wait to see on the Day of Judgment. And I'm sure many of you share that same sentiment also. But brothers and sisters, let's remind ourselves that every single person will receive justice. If animals are going to be given justice, never should a person believe that this is the end of the story. The chapter is closed. Justice will not be served. Wallahi, I'm standing here on this minbar. These are the words of Allah. These are the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when they say that justice will be served. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَحْكَمِ الْحَاكِمِينَ. On that day of judgment, Allah will be judge. He will be jury. And he'll be executioner. It is not a corrupt world that we see today where politicians are hiding behind other politicians. Aggressors and criminals are hiding behind other people. On the day of judgment, every single person will be for themselves and no one can defend anyone on that day. So always remind yourself, brothers and sisters, what we see happening right now, this dunya will come to an end. But that doesn't ever mean that they will not get their justice. Remember, they will get their justice. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish them. As far as us, we as Muslims, we always ask that when it comes to our affairs on the Day of Judgment, we always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His rahmah and for His mercy. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does justice when it comes to even our own personal affairs, wallahi, there might be some things that will come up and we might find ourselves in a difficult situation. That is why we always ask for ourselves for rahmah and His mercy on the Day of Judgment. But at the end of the day, the point is, I'm trying to make is, that no person should ever feel that there is not going to be any justice. There will be not justice in this dunya. Why? Because this dunya is mata'ul ghurur. This dunya is a world of deception. But in the akhirah, most certainly, just like today, they are looking at other people begging for their lives, and they still are taking the lives of other people. On that day, these criminals, wallahi, they're going to be begging for their life, and there will be no mercy shown to them on the Day of Judgment. Now the last two things are things that you and I, we can do. Number four, brothers and sisters, while we are looking at all the injustices that are taking place, sometimes we need to take a moment and look at ourselves in the mirror. We talk about all this injustice, but am I committing any injustices towards anyone else? A husband needs to ask themselves, am I committing any injustices towards my wife? A wife needs to ask herself, am I committing any injustices towards my husband? An employer needs to ask, am I committing any injustices towards my employees? The employee needs to ask themselves, that am I committing any injustices towards my employer? The leader needs to ask themselves, are they oppressing anyone? Are they suppressing and oppressing the subordinates and those who are under their authority? And the followers need to ask themselves, are they oppressing and committing any kind of injustice towards their own leaders? Brothers and sisters, you and I, many times, we look at all these injustices and we have so many things to say, not realizing that today within our own community, wallahi, I get calls every single day. Every single day, injustices that are taking place in families. We want to talk about all these people, but they are people who don't even believe in Allah. You and I, we believe in Allah, yet we are committing injustices against each other within our families, within our own community members, and in that, we have forgotten about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it comes to others committing an injustice, we throw the Quran against them. We use the Quran against them. We will share all the hadith, all the Quranic verses, but when it comes to our own personal matters, we tend to forget that the Quran also applies to myself. The ahadith apply to myself also. Brothers and sisters, today when you commit an injustice, not just today, anytime you commit an injustice against each other, against your family, against your husband, against your wife and so forth, and I don't want to go into the details, but wallahi, there are so many injustices that are taking place. And at times it makes my blood boil. It makes me so angry and so upset. But at the same time, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that لَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا نَسُوا يَوْمُ الْحِسَابِ. That there is a situation where people, they will forget that they have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. So brothers and sisters, the most important thing that you and I, we need to understand from point number four is that while we want to complain about other people doing injustices towards others, this is also a moment that we need to look at ourselves and ask ourselves, are we doing an injustice against anyone in our own life? Am I not fulfilling the rights of anyone? That is the question we need to ask ourselves. The last point is that when it comes to these kind of situations, brothers and sisters, what can we do? We've always heard that in these times, especially living in this country, there's only limited things that we can do. And I get it. There are a lot of people who have come to me and they have said that living in this country, just dealing with all the corruption that is taking place, is putting an immense amount of psychological and emotional burden on them. Wallahi, I will tell you, you're not alone. All of us are feeling that way in a certain capacity. How many people I've talked to, they say that they cannot, for the last 1 year, they just cannot sit with any kind of peace. They cannot find any kind of happiness in their lives, simply because of looking at what is going on, not only in Palestine, but all over the world. Wallahi, you open up social media and your heart will bleed. Wallahi. But brothers and sisters, what can we do in these kind of situations? Few things that we can do. The Quran, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam makes it very clear. مَنْ رَأَى مِنْكُمْ مُنْكَرًا فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِي. You try to stop it physically. If you cannot do that, فَإِنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِعْ فَبِلِسَانِي. If you cannot do that, use your own words. Today, posting something on social media, making people aware of the injustices that are taking place, that is you using your words. That is you using your words. And if a person cannot even do that, then at least think it evil in their heart. And if there comes a situation where your heart is completely oblivious of everything that is going on and you don't care, that is when the Prophet ﷺ says, وَذَلِكَ أَضْعَفُ الْإِيمَانِ, that your iman is at a very low level. So brothers and sisters, we need to speak up. We got to do everything within our own capacity. We need to share on social media, whatever it is, financially also. There's things I cannot say on the minbar, but you understand, when I say financially, where to spend your money and so forth, why are we not doing the same things that we were doing before? Why have we become relaxed in our affairs? Brothers and sisters, whatever we were doing on the very first day, the first week, the first month, when the onslaught happened against our brothers and sisters in Gaza, how we were behaving in that time, we need to go back to the same exact way. Why have we become relaxed? Has the onslaught finished? Has the genocide come to an end? Absolutely not. But you and I, once again, we become relaxed in our situation. Oh, it's not happening over here. We are relaxed. No, brothers and sisters. Wallahi, we need to always remember our brothers and sisters in Gaza. So keep that in mind. We always will speak up over here. We always will speak up for justice. And not only that, but even if we go anywhere, no matter what our surrounding is, we need to always remind everyone, right is right and wrong is wrong. Today we live in a world where the wrong is trying to be declared as right and the right is trying to be deemed as wrong. And brothers and sisters, they're trying to change the standard, the principles of life. And we need to remind ourselves, we will not change our principles. When Allah and His Prophet ﷺ says something is right and we need to stand up for it, we will stand up for it. And if Allah and His Prophet ﷺ says that something is wrong, then it will be wrong forever. Ever, no matter what anyone says, it is going to be wrong forever. So these are the things that we need to keep in mind. And we need to also, finally, we need to teach our kids. Our kids are growing up in such difficult times. They are seeing things today that you and I, as adults, when we were growing up as children, we did not see them, but they are witnessing this. They have many questions. Always teach your kids, what is right, and it will remain forever right, and whatever is wrong is going to be wrong today, and forever it will be wrong. These are key values that we need to teach our kids, and we need to teach them to always stand up for what is right. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite rahmah and mercy, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our affairs easy for us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every single person who is oppressed in any way, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send them His nusra. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all those who have passed away, may Allah give them a place in Jannah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that during these times, while shaitan will come and try to distract us and make our iman weak, we ask Allah to keep our iman strong. And may He give us death and take us from this dunya while we are in the state of strong faith and strong iman. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بآيات الذكر الحكيم أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Lastly, I'm going to say that when it comes to these situations, always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are many du'as, but one dua that we can recite, I've mentioned this before, La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved Yunus alayhi salam, and he says that wa kadhalika nunjil mu'mineen. Likewise, he will save the believers. So in these kind of difficult times, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Any dua of maghfirah, rahmah, mercy that you know, recite all of them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of our affairs easy for us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid our brothers and sisters in Gaza, in Lebanon, in India, in France, and wherever they may be. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aid them. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin. Allahumma ansur Islam wal Muslimin fi kulli makan. Allahumma ansurna ala man khalafana. Wahfad biladana. Wa aslih awladana. Wa shfi mardana. Wa afi mubtalana. Warham mawtana. Wa khud biaydina ila kulli khair. Wa asimna min kulli shar. Wa ahfadna من كل ضير. اللهم قسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معصيتك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن يقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحيتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا إلى النار مصيرنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا. اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعاء لا يستجاب ومن دعاء لا يستجاب. آمين رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقم الصلاة. Straight in lines, fill in the gaps. Brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are straight, the rows are complete. Often the rows in the back are in the back in the men's section are incomplete. So brothers in the back two rooms, please make sure the rows are complete. Brothers in the lobby area, please make sure the rows are complete and straight. If anyone is standing in the multipurpose hall, please make sure the row is complete. Often there are three, four rows and all of them are incomplete. Sisters, please make sure the rows are complete. Sisters, if there is anyone in the multipurpose hall, please make sure you come inside the main hall. Any sisters inside the multipurpose hall, please come inside the main hall. Fill in the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya 'alas-salah, hayya 'alal-falah. Qad qamatis-salatu, qad qamatis-salah. Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. La ilaha illallah.
La ilaha illallah. Sawwasakum sudda khalal. Allahu akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله. Just as a reminder, please on your way out, donate generously, inshallah. All the programs that we do here at the masjid, it is going on and is being put together through your donation. So please, inshallah, on your way out, try to donate, inshallah, as much as you can. Jazakumullah khair.